InMed Pharmaceuticals doubled in a single session on May 19, 2026, after filing a Form 425 announcing a definitive merger with Mentari Therapeutics, and most investors missed it entirely because they were waiting for news coverage instead of monitoring the SEC database. InMed and Mentari announced an all-stock merger on May 19, 2026, with Mentari bringing a $290 million private placement into the combined entity focused on migraine prevention therapies. The Form 425 filing, a mandatory SEC disclosure that marks the moment a deal moves from private negotiation to formal shareholder solicitation, hit the EDGAR database the same morning as the merger announcement and the 8:30 a.m. EDT M&A call. Both boards had already approved the transaction. The next document to watch is the S-4 registration statement, which will contain the exchange ratio, audited financials, and the surviving entity's capital structure. For a small-cap portfolio manager, you need to pull the full Form 425 and any concurrent S-4 or proxy filing from SEC EDGAR immediately and focus on the exchange ratio, which determines whether the initial price pop has legs. You also need to confirm whether the surviving entity retains the NASDAQ listing under INM or files for a new ticker, because a reverse merger dynamic would change trading history and potentially trigger index rebalancing. For a tokenization platform builder, post-merger pharmaceutical IP and royalty streams tied to Mentari's migraine pipeline are worth evaluating as potential on-chain assets, especially given the $290 million private placement that suggests institutional-grade investors will be in the surviving entity's cap table. For a family office allocator tracking specialty pharma, the migraine prevention market is large and underpenetrated by effective preventive therapies. Read the risk factors section of the S-4 carefully when it appears, because that is where management is legally required to disclose what could go wrong. Watch for the S-4 registration statement from InMed, which must be filed before the shareholder vote can be scheduled and will contain the real numbers needed to evaluate whether this is a credible therapeutic bet or a capital structure play.